here's a story from The World.
Three LGBTQ activists in Poland had been on trial for nearly a year. They were charged with offending religious feelings after hanging up posters of the Virgin Mary with a rainbow halo outside of a church. This week, a verdict. A judge in the city of Płock ruled them not guilty. The queer community in Poland is celebrating the ruling. The World's Bianca Hillier has the latest.
All eyes were on Judge Agnieszka Warhol as she delivered the verdict.
Oskarżone uniewinnia od popełnienia zarzucanego im czynu. Po drugie, koszty postępowania ponosi skarb państwa.
Not guilty. In the courtroom, the now innocent activists broke down in tears. Others began frantically tweeting out the news. Within seconds, it reached the crowd of supporters standing just outside the building. Their triumphant cheers could be heard through the walls as the judge continued her ruling. Karolina Gierdal, a lawyer for a Polish organization called Campaign Against Homophobia, heard the applause from inside the courtroom. She says the celebrations are justified.
This was something that we were all waiting for so long.
Karolina says this week's ruling is significant not only because of the acquittal, but also because of the reasons the judge gave. Judge Warhol ruled that rainbow flags aren't capable of offending religious feelings because...
Because it is genuinely a symbol of equality, of love, of human dignity, and therefore it cannot defame anything. It only has positive values.
Even Karolina, who felt optimistic going into court, was surprised to hear such a striking statement against homophobia from a Polish courtroom. The Catholic priest who originally filed a complaint against the activists was also surprised. He said the rainbow desecration of the Virgin Mary did offend his religious feelings because, quote, those colors are associated with disgusting, reprehensible messages. But Judge Warhol had even more to say.
A jedynie daje do myślenia, że osoby nieheteronormatywne...
The judge ruled that the activists, Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna, are brave leaders, not criminals. She said they hung up the rainbow posters to protect people from homophobia in the Catholic Church. Karolina says the specific church they were protesting had recently labeled LGBTQ identities as sinful in an Easter art installment.
According to the court, this installment was homophobic. And this is also something that I really didn't expect to hear.
The prosecution didn't expect to hear that either. Kaja Godek founded the conservative group that brought the case, the Life and Family Foundation. After the verdict, she wrote on Facebook that, quote, the justification sounds more like a homo activist publication than a sentence passed on behalf of the Republic. She continued, the blame of the accused is unquestionable. Catholics are the most discriminated against group in society. And the courts of the Republic of Poland should protect them from violence, including by LGBT activists. Lawyer Karolina Gierdal says Poland doesn't have a precedent law, so this week's verdict doesn't necessarily mean other judges will rule the same way.
But the justification was extremely powerful, and I believe this will be a sign to other judges in similar cases, because there are other cases.
As for this case, Karolina knows the fight for LGBTQ rights isn't over. The Life and Family Foundation have already announced their appeal, and Karolina believes the Court of Appeals will take the case to Poland's Supreme Court. That process, she says, could take years. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.